T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Hey everybody, and welcome to Checkpoint on Campus, the number one resource for college esports. I am your host, Norris Howard, joined as always by Jacob Brothers out in Sandy, Las Vegas. Jacob, is it as hot there as it is here?
I was shivering last night, so I'm going to say no, because now is there is too cold.
It is hotter in Michigan than it is in Las Vegas. That is something to, global warming. But with that said, we're here to talk a little bit about video games and esports, and Jacob has brought up to us this Level Next esports tournament championship, whatever you want to call it. Sure. We briefly alluded to this tournament before, but now that we have more details, we want to revisit this for you guys and talk a little bit about this. Now, this is coming from Learfield. They have a lot of licensing and a whole bunch of white collar stuff that they do already in the college meat sports arena, but now they're trying their hand at esports. Jacob, give us a few more details on this Level Next tournament thing.
Yeah. The easiest way to simplify it is that the Learfield IMG College and EA are putting together a tourney called Level Next, and that's just the brand of the tournaments that they'll be doing. The current one is the Fall Champion Series, and it's going to involve EA Esports. It has the biggest cash prize pool in collegiate esports of 150 grand, which is significant. And they said for Madden, which we'll get to. But they said like 30 grand of it's going to go to certain school programs directly through like some social media campaign thing. And then the tournament's going to be what we've come to expect, which the setup that I really like, which is just 8 weeks of a regular season and then playoffs and the finals. But this first one is the full name is the Level Next Fall Champion Series. It's for Madden. And it started on November 9th.
Okay, so this is underway currently.
So.
Yeah, and that's a lot of schools. And, you know, the prize pool will definitely be attractive to a lot of folks. Mm-hmm. But I hate to say it, Madden?
That's the one thing we were going to have to talk about. It's like, why, out of any video game you could pick Heroes of the Storm before Madden, for all I'm concerned. Like, I don't get why we do this. If you say, hey, I can run with Lamar Jackson, that's great, but you're not Lamar Jackson running. Like, I don't understand why this is an esport.
Well, and you know, it's interesting because in the last episode, we talked to Uche Nwaneri, a former NFL lineman for the Jacksonville Jaguars, who is also a heavy gamer. We talked to him on the show last week, and he was very critical of Madden. He was very critical that Madden is not necessarily a great football sim, and to be perfectly honest, he wasn't convinced that it was even that good of a video game. Considering that the World Championships for Madden was won by a guy who never threw the football, ever.
I mean, hey, never drafts, you know?
Never threw the football. It's kind of ridiculous. It would be like winning a League of Legends championship and never having a jungler. You would just look at it and say that's not how the game is even supposed to work. But beyond that, I like the prize pool. I like the format, but I worry about how many eyeballs this could get for a game like Madden, considering that sports games don't do that very well in the esports space.
Yeah, so on the I pulled a quote that I wanted us to talk about. So there's a quote that says, Level Next marks the first esports ecosystem that integrates the best of college fandom through an easy-to-follow, centralized format. Now, when I say, when I see anything collegiate esports related, say, hey, we're easy to follow and centralized, that is the least thing that I believe. Like, I don't believe that sentence for half a second. And so I went and I tried to find their stuff. I looked them up on Twitch because I thought there'd be something on Twitch. Couldn't find anything on Twitch. I went to look up their website. They have a website. And the website was like, here's what the tournament is. Not a bracket, not any of that. I found a bracket on Alabama's website of like, here's the bracket for this tournament. And I was like, oh, you shouldn't be providing this to me. The organization should be. So as the tournament continues, because I believe like it started on the 9th, but matches start on the 11th. I think it'll probably pop up on Twitch more. But what do you think about that? We're totally easy to follow and centralized.
Well, I mean, I think it's a great thing to say, but again, if you can't show me an updated bracket and, you know, expected matches on the website, I mean, that's bare minimum, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, here's how I feel about this, and this goes out not just to Level Next, because again, they're just starting out.
Yeah.
But this goes out for all college esports. All right. Fighting games, like the FGC has figured this out years and years ago. If a 200-person tournament in, you know, Idaho or Des Moines, Iowa, right, can put up a bracket on, you know, online for you to find, how difficult can this actually be? How difficult can this be? Like, there's plenty of third-party websites that allow you to create brackets and host them online. All you have to do is input a bunch of names, input some times, and the website is built. It'll do the rest of it.
Well,
so
also,
I'm not
the prize pool of this tourney. Like if you're in a tournament with a prize pool that big, a bracket should be grown to my house. Okay,
yeah.
Like, I should know what's going on in this tournament and not have to just dig for information of a 150 grand Madden tournament. Like,
yeah, no, I agree with you. It continues to be frustrating when it comes to college esports. And also a thing about Level Next is there's a lot of the Power 5 schools, so the big traditional sports schools involved, but you're not seeing, you know, a lot of the schools that are actually good at esports. And I think that's another problem that this Level Next tournament may have. Simply because, yes, while there may be more students at Auburn, where there may be more students at, you know, Ohio State or a Michigan or something like that, I don't know how much overlap there is with esports with those Power 5 schools, considering the draw of traditional sports, especially football, exactly. So, it'll be interesting to see how Level Next develops. Obviously, we want it to do well, because if it does well, then everybody wins. Yeah. But it definitely continues to be a little bit frustrating to have to search really hard for a lot of this information. So we hope it'll be a lot better, and we hope that the level of play is up to snuff as well. And I hope somebody at least throws a pass.